With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. California's counties are desperate for transportation funds as state and federal dollars dry up. Nearly a dozen have put tax measures on the November ballot, including Monterey and Santa Cruz counties. Over the next 2 days, we'll be looking at both those sales tax measures. Reporter Samantha Clark begins in Monterey County.
Highway 156 at Castroville Boulevard is one of the top locations for car crashes in Monterey County. Cars zoom by as people try to merge on and off. The plastic safety posts, designed to protect a turn lane at the stoplight, are all bent and broken.
A stoplight on a fast-moving highway is not a good idea because not everybody stops.
Debbie Hale is executive director of the Transportation Agency for Monterey County, or TAMCE. She says building an interchange here is near the top of a long list of needed transportation improvements. The condition of Monterey County's roads ranks among the worst in California.
The number one need is for road repairs, and we'd like to see road repairs happen in a way that does a better job of accommodating people who are walking and people who are biking.
But there's no money. TAMCE gets a majority of its funding for road improvements from the state and federal government. The government gets its money from you through a gas tax. Hillary Nixon is a researcher with the Mineta Transportation Institute. She says revenue from the gas tax fluctuates with the price of a gallon and how much gas we buy.
You've got also a lot more alternative fuel vehicles here in California with electric vehicles and some of the hybrid electric vehicles. So they travel considerably further per gallon of gasoline.
So they're paying less of the gas tax, but inflicting the same wear and tear on roads. Nixon says there's another factor in the steep decline in gas tax revenue.
Inflation. You know, certainly since many of these fuel tax rates were set, inflation has gone up.
The federal and state gas taxes were last raised in 1993. Sacramento lawmakers have been discussing raising the gas tax and levying new fees on car owners. However, doing so requires a two-thirds vote. And Monterey County is tired of waiting. So the transportation agency is asking residents to chip in with Measure X. It's a 0.375% sales tax increase. Again, TAMCE's Debbie Hale.
We will get $600 million over 30 years.
Yet even $600 million is not enough. It will fund only about half of the county's needs. But Hale says that money can be leveraged to get state and federal grants, because with a tax, Monterey would become what's called a self-help county.
So what's happening now is that counties like Monterey are losing out to counties that have had their local sales tax that have been self-help for a long time.
Yeah, Rocky Road, chocolate mocha. Oh, this one looks good.
Peanut butter.
Community leaders gather around a table of transportation-themed cupcakes.
It's a purple car. Of course I'm going to get the purple car.
TAMCE hosted this party at a pothole in Salinas earlier this summer. The pothole highlighted the work that needs to be done. The people were invited to show that TAMCE has broad-based support for Measure X. There were elected officials, the Monterey County Farm Bureau, and even the normally anti-tax Salinas Taxpayers Association. Kevin Dayton is the group's president.
We concluded that there was indeed need, that the expenditures were generally appropriate, and that there would be excellent oversight and checks and balances for taxpayers.
But not everyone supports Measure X. A survey by polling firm EMC Research found 26% of voters currently do not support the tax, while 66% do. Measure X needs a two-thirds vote to pass. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.